Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, I'm Mike Patra, and I'm the host of the Hoopball DFS Today podcast. Come join us as we go game by game, breaking down our top plays, fades, values, pivots, and talk overall strategy for both tournaments and cash games. And the best part, we're doing this 7 days a week. So come check us out. That's Hoopball DFS Today. And you can follow me on Twitter, at Mike Patra, for any updates, listener contests, and DFS information.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I am Ira Silver. I'm joined alongside with Devin, the man bun, Ellington. He's got a new headset. He looks sharp as ever, and we're going to stay sharp and hot today. It is Friday, August 14th, 2020, around 1:30 on the East Coast. Apologies if we're getting this out a little late here. Before we jump into today's slate and talk about some last night's victories and some breakdowns of today, I just want to let you know this podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.com. They have the best in men's below-the-belt grooming, and they just redesigned their electric trimmer and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. Their water-resistant technology allows you to groom in the shower because it's the best place to do it. Let's be real, guys, right? Go to Manscaped.com. Get yours. I love mine. Devin loves his. Type in the promo code HOOPBALL20. That's HOOPBALL20. At manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. Once again, that's hoopball20 at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. Devin, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, not too much. I'm still feeling good about 7-0 in MLB last night. I think that's the best night I've had in quite some time. So that was good.
Yeah, and, my plays that I posted on Twitter last night went a beautiful 3-0, a little 2-0 on the officials and 1-0 on the leans. So we had a nice little night. Glad everyone's sticking with us. I know we hit a little bit of a cold streak there, but we're back in business. I know my personal record over the last 2 days on Twitter is, something around, hold on, it is, went 3-0 last night and 4-1 on official plays yesterday. So a nice little run here we're on. Devin, two Dallas Stars almost blew that one last night. That was brutal.
That would have been so much more rough, especially after the Blackhawks game, just because we were so close to the plus 170 cash in. And then I had the Blackhawks in a cup, like a little parlay here and there. So losing that, then the Stars would have hurt so much more. But good thing I put a lot of – I think I went 3.5 units on the Stars, so good thing they pulled it off.
Yeah, and Carolina gets back on the horse with a victory, coming back against the Boston Bruins. I do owe a shout-out to one of our followers because the Boston Bruins won game one. That is at Grinchy. Why, though?
Yeah.
He had the Boston Bruins. I told him I'd give him a shout out if the Bruins won game one. So just giving a quick shout out to him on the pod. I appreciate the love and support of the podcast as always. So keep listening, keep staying tuned, and let's win some more money. But we got some interesting games here to talk about today. We got the Arizona Coyotes against Colorado Avalanche. Avalanche $2 favorite in this one. And the Coyotes plus 170, over under 5.5, plus 110 to the over, minus 130 to the under. Man, it's this is a stay away game for me.
They're trying to get people in on the over with that plus money, but I think this is just going to be a slugfest.
Yeah, I mean, you got two of the really good goalies, you know, for the Coyotes and the Avalanche, you know, assuming Darcy Kemper and Grubauer are going to be the starters today, which it looks like they will be. You got to think that this is going to be another slugfest, another back and forth, another low scoring affair. But I could see it totally breaking out too. So it's really this game is really just a stay away game for me. I'll enjoy it. I'll watch it. I'll have a good time. But other than that, I really have no opinion on this one. Any thoughts here for you?
Same. You know, I wanted to see what you thought of the value of the +170 or the plus money on the over. But we talked a little off camera. So, yeah, no need.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I hope the Coyotes win. But this Colorado team's pretty good. So
tough.
Hard. I want to back Coyotes. I want to. I really, really want to back them at +170. I just can't do it. Next game on the board, we got the Montreal Canadiens against the Philadelphia Flyers. Flyers -155 favorites in this one. Canadians +130, over under 5, shaded to the over at -135, under at +115. You got to think the Flyers here again in this one at -155 is a good number. So I think I'm looking to play the Flyers again. You know, I'll obviously release all of my official plays on the Bird app on Twitter. Follow me along. I'm at Iris Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. And we are also at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter. Flyers. Or pass for me here. I just think that they have so much firepower against, you know, even with Carey Price playing out of his mind.
Carter
Hart is unbelievable. That
I'm just going to start calling him Carhartt, like, you know, like the Jackets, because he's a working class man, you know?
He is so good. He is very, very good. And he modeled his game after Carey Price.
Yeah. So he's like going up head to head against his idol. That's really neat. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really a lot of fun to watch. And he's fantastic. I mean, a lot of young goalies in this league who are really making a name for themselves over the last couple of years. You know, as the old school kind of guys are kind of fading out, like Jonathan Quick and, you know, others throughout the league. So it's really nice to have Carter Hart and Grubauer and, Kemper. It's a
Ben
lot
Bishop.
Of fun. And Ben Bishop, Bennington. I mean, a lot of young, really, really good goalies in this league right now. But Flyers are pass, over, under. I'd probably have to play the over here and lay the -135, but it probably won't be a play for me. But I'm just saying if I had to play a side, it would probably be that 5 number is an attractive number to me in hockey games, especially Flyers could break out any time and go for 4 goals on their own. So I would lean over 5 in that one. But, Flyers -155 I think is a decent price here tonight for them. Next game on the board, we got the Vancouver Canucks against the St. Louis Blues. And I'm not going to make the same mistake as I keep making. I'm not going to play this game. If I do play this game, it'll probably be the over 5.5 at plus money. But, every time I bet on the Blues or against the Blues, I just can't seem to get it right. So, and this Vancouver Canucks team to me, they're playing really good hockey right now. Tanev and Horvat and Tyler Toffoli.
Elias Pettersson.
Yeah, I mean, their team is so stacked right now, especially on the offensive side of the blue line. So for me to back the Blues here where they're without a couple guys and Binnington hasn't looked as good, and they're the Blues aren't really going to beat you with 5 goals. You know what I mean? So when you have this, you know, they're stout defensively, but when you have this Vancouver Canucks team that is just like run and gun up and down the floor, kind of like these NBA guys in the G League, they're just jacking up shots, jacking up threes. You know what I mean? They're trying to Quinn Hughes is trying to like throw the puck to the front of the net every time he has it. So it's really interesting to me here. I think that the Canucks are going to win this series. And it's weird for me to say that against the defending Stanley Cup champion, St. Louis Blues. I do think the Canucks probably do take this one here tonight and the series. But I'm just going to watch it. I'm going to have a good time with it. And that's about it.
Tyler Toffoli is out.
Oh, he is out? They
lower, lower body.
I still think at they have enough firepower to get it done.
Right.
So but it's a stay away game for me, to be honest with you. So I would play over 5.5 or nothing here in this one. Next game on the board, we got the New York Islanders against Washington Capitals. Islanders plus even money. They're at even money, and the Capitals minus 120, over under 5.5, plus 115 to the over, minus 135 to the under. Another tough game to handicap here.
Yeah, these are weird lines on the hockey slate so far.
Yeah, I think this is just going to be another stay-away game for me. I like the Islanders. I think they've been playing really, really good hockey. And Washington Capitals, was it Backstrom who got hurt?
Yeah, I was just looking at that. Backstrom is still questionable.
I think he's not going to play. But it's, it's possible he plays. But, I mean, listen, this game is a tricky one. It's very, very tricky. Yeah. Tricky teams, tricky lines. Everyone wants to back the Capitals. I'm pretty sure, you know, a lot of the public money is going to be on the Capitals. So
57% right now.
Yeah, so it would really lean me to probably play the Islanders in this one, but probably not going to play any side here. I might look to the over just because of the plus money, but yeah, this is probably going to be another pass game for me as well. And then we got the late nightcap here again. We got the Dallas Stars and the Calgary Flames playing a back-to-back tonight. And they're going to be playing on Saturday morning, I believe, as well. Man. It's just it's a tough one here also. You know, you're probably going to have Khudobin in net for the Stars against Talbot for the Flames. If I had to play either side here, I would probably have to go ahead and back the Dallas Stars again. Yeah. I just think they're playing really good hockey. Other than their kind of two gaffes last night, one giving up the shorthanded goal late in the game, and then the stupid penalty by Radulov at the end,
kind of
played to tie it up. I really think that the Dallas Stars are playing some really good hockey right now. They finally got it back. Seguin's back. Ben Bishop didn't look as crisp. I mean, he's been struggling as of late. We all know that. So maybe, you know, give him some rest. Let's Khudobin back in the net tonight against him. And I think Khudobin's definitely a goalie that can really, you know, step up and rise to the occasion here. So I think Dallas are pass here. And in terms of the over-under, I like the over 5 minus 135 here as well.
I was going to ask about the over-under. Just looking at the under at plus 120 right now. I mean, their legs could be a little beneath them. They played a pretty intense game last night. I was thinking, you know, getting a goalie change for Dallas, you know, a couple of those follies that happen late maybe don't happen tonight. So I was trying to talk myself into the value on the under tonight. But
I don't know. I don't know. I like the over. But I'll definitely, you know, I'll let you know throughout the day on Twitter, offline, et cetera. Yeah. But I'll take a look at a deeper dive here. But I do like the Stars again tonight.
And to loop the wagon. Since you and I both use Action, I mean, I've actually been picking up a lot of followers. I think listeners are listening. But, I mean, it's such a good tool, and you put picks on there that we forget to talk about. So just to pull the curtain back and let people know some of the tools we use.
Yeah, and you know, and on Action, I'm playing a little bit more than my plays on Twitter. So,
right.
You know, don't either fade or follow. It's up to you. I mean, my most confident ones are probably the Twitter plays. But, I'll throw Action on certain games if I like it or, you know, just want to have some action on it. So, but I do like the full transparency of it, and that's why I post all my plays there, regardless of if I post them on Twitter or not.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at with that. But we got some MLB to talk about today, Devin, and I hope you got some nice little nuggets here for us. But first game up on the board, we have the Tampa Bay Rays against the Toronto Blue Jays. Richards going out for the Rays here, minus 140 favorites against Rourke and the Toronto Blue Jays. Over-under is 10, shaded to the over at minus 120. Well, what are your thoughts here on this one?
You know, the starter was just now announced, like 20 minutes ago for Tampa Bay. I don't have a really big opinion on it. The Tampa Bay bats are starting to come alive. Certain guys like Yanni Diaz and Brandon Lowe and Tsutsugo. But, you know, as far as breaking this game down, I mean, it's at over under 10. So plus money on the under.
A little too rich for my blood at over 10.
Right. You got two guys coming out with a 5+ ERA, both over 5.5. Tanner Roark for Toronto. Don't bet this game. If you're going to do anything, maybe Tampa Bay team total, which I think it's probably at 4.5. I haven't looked, but nothing major here.
Yeah, well, the Tampa Bay team total is not available.
They're probably waiting for lineups to get a little more in stone.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's still early. I mean, the baseball slate doesn't start till later tonight, so I get it. Next game on the board, we got Strasburg and the Nationals against Malone and the Orioles. Orioles been knocking the ball around, out, and in, and getting runs across the plate. The Birds are plus 140 here, and the Nationals with Strasburg on the mound are minus 170 favorites. Over under 9, shaded to the under, minus 115. Hard for me to back the Birds here tonight with Strasburg on the mound, but anything can happen. What are your thoughts here?
I'm flipping the Bird again. Like,
are we going back to the well with the Birds?
Yeah, I got them at plus 200 last night when it opened. So Strasburg's making his second start after missing some time. His first start, I think he went, I believe it was just about two innings. He struggled. Closer to four, but he fatigued. You know, this will be a second start, so that's something to watch an eye out on. And not to mention these Orioles bats, like you said, they're still you know, top of the league in terms of batting average and on base percentage. So I mean, they're disciplined. They have a really good, savvy veteran manager in there now. Like, you know, there's actually some structure with this team. And just to, you know, throw some other numbers out there. I mean, they got guys like their second catcher hitting .381 in Cisco, and then Holiday, a utility player, hitting .500 against righties. He's slated to maybe make a start today against Strasburg. So I think if Strasburg struggles a little bit, and even if he does go the 5-6 innings, we've talked about it before, this Nationals bullpen is one of the worst in the majors. And then they are also towards the bottom of the barrel as far as RISP, so batting with runners in scoring position. They're pretty terrible at executing with that. And they get a batting downgrade against the lefties. There's a couple guys in the lineup, like Asdrubal Cabrera and Starlin Castro, that see lefties really well. But overall, I don't know how you can't take the plus money with the Orioles in this, even with Strasburg on the mound. But that's just me.
All right. Next game on the board, we got the Boston Red Sox and Brewer going against Gerrit Cole and the Yankees here. Yankees are a minus 330 favorite. Oof. Red Sox plus 260 on the money line, over under 9, shaded both sides at minus 110 here. Man, I really want to take the over in this game.
It's in Yankee Stadium. You kind of have to. There are some big names to keep an eye out on that are on the injured list. You know, the Red Sox, first and foremost, they're without Ben Attendee, which he's a left-handed bopper that usually does well in Yankee Stadium. That won't be in there. Aaron Judge is questionable with a lower body issue. So keep an eye on that. But, you know, you got Aaron Hicks starting to come to life, Luke Voigt, Mike Ford, seeing right-handed pitching really well. The Red Sox just announced Colton Brewer as their starter again 20 minutes ago. So no true opinion. Lineups haven't really been set too much, but the over, probably the way to go, especially at the Boston bullpen.
All right. Next up, we have the New York Mets and Jacob deGrom against Howard and the Phillies. The Mets are a minus 195 favorite in this one, over under 8.5, shaded to the under, minus 115 here. Are the Philly bats ever going to come alive, Devin?
They're right there with the Nationals with the running and scoring position issues. Again, coupled with that terrible bullpen. Even if their bats come alive, they still have a long ways to go with their arms. So
I'm not talking about backing the Phillies here. I'm asking from a perspective of the over 8.5 minus 105 here in this one. We know that the Mets can hit. We know that they can get some runs across the plate here. But comes down to, can the Phillies put up 3 or 4 runs in this game?
I think 2 from the Phillies would probably be enough. You know,
you think the Mets are going to get the Phillies for 7 runs tonight?
They could get the bullpen for 5. The Orioles had been doing it, and the Mets have a big difference and a slight upgrade in right-hand pitching stats as far as batting average and OPS. They got 4 guys over 800 with a OPS, you know, on base plus slugging. All four of those guys are almost at 900. So, and then they got a couple guys sprinkled in there that are almost 800 as well on the OPS side, and their average goes up about 20 points. Phillies get the slight downgrade. So, I mean, like I said, two from the Phillies I think would be good, and then I think that would get you there. These Mets bats are starting to wake up, so.
They sure are. I mean, I might want to play the team total here in this one as well for the Mets.
Mets first five, even. You know, see if you can't get them, say, like, minus 1.5 plus one and a nickel or 1.25, you know. I think that would be a cool little thing to keep an eye on early in that game.
All right, next game on the board, we have the Cleveland Indians and Savale against Nova and the Tigers. The Indians are minus 210 in this one. Over, under 8.5, minus 120 to the over. Detroit is a plus 175 favorite. They will be without CJ Cron tonight.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny. I heard an interesting stat earlier that the Indians in their last, I believe, what was it, 50 games against the Tigers?
Oh, yeah.
I think the Indians are 42-8.
Yeah, yeah. They own them.
And on the money line, on the run line, I think they were like something crazy, like 18 out of their last 20 they've covered the run line. So I don't know exactly, but something crazy. Yeah, I mean, it would be hard not to have the Indians here tonight, right? I mean,
yeah.
Hard to back the Tigers. You know, run line minus 1.5, minus 140, it's all the way up to already. I saw this line at minus 175 earlier this morning. It's already up to minus 210 for the Indians. I might want to play the over the team total and you know, maybe throw an Indians something else parlay in the mix, an Indians money line with you know, maybe whatever. If we like another game a little later, throw that in there as well. But I'll definitely be looking to back the Indians here tonight. I think it's just free money based on the current trends and especially without CJ Cron in the lineup for the Tigers. But I could definitely be eating my words tomorrow on the podcast.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, that's a part of what comes with it sometimes. But, you know, the Indians pitching staff are striking out batters at a ridiculous clip right now, historically speaking, for them as a franchise and for the majors. Like you said, Cron's out. So, you know, the Detroit lineup already has holes in their bats. They strike out a lot. So I'm maybe looking at a Savale over 5.5 Ks. He usually works pretty deep. He's usually able to get people thinking his off speed is, you know, his two seamer if he's locked in. And then I went ahead and jumped all over the under 9. It's already gone down 8.5. I jumped on it at about midnight, 1 o'clock this morning, just because. I mean, it is who it is. You know, it's the Indians and Tigers, but there's still two teams with winning records. Divisional game, Cleveland, solid defense, solid pitching, not explosive offense, but under 9 I think is really solid. And then, like you said, sprinkling in different ways to back Cleveland, I think that's a really solid way to go. First five under.
By the way, every time I watch this Detroit Tigers team, is it just me or do they seem like every...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Single player in their batting lineup is like 6'4" and taller.
Yeah, no,
they're like massive guys at the plate every time.
Jacoby Jones is huge.
But like, it seems like everybody in their lineup is like a tall human being. They don't have like any, you know what I mean? It's insane to me. They all look like they're capable of hitting a home run on every at bat. They're just massive guys.
Yeah.
But that besides the point, I do like the Indians here tonight. Next game on the board, we got the Pirates against the Reds. And we all know that Desclafani threw batting practice yesterday for the Pittsburgh Pirates. That was a nice little call on your end with the Pirates and the over. I played the over as well. I followed your advice, so thank you for that. And let's get your opinion on this one.
First of all, there's some rain forecasted, so be careful with that with your bets. Just want to see. Yeah, it's still saying a little bit of rain. 80% of the money is on Cincinnati. Over-under set at 8 right now. Sonny Gray's on the mound for the Reds, and then Kroll for the Pirates, Chad Kroll. He's got a 2.0 ERA. He's a righty. Sonny Gray, though, as you know, strikes out a lot of guys. I'm looking for him to probably get 10 here. Take the over team total for Cincinnati is something I'm looking at. The umpire, Dan Isogna, his under record is 3-1. So 3-1, three unders, one over. Just little fun pitch umpire tidbits.
Hard to back the under here, though, in the
at eight ball.
And no, it's at 8 right now, according to my bookie.ag. Speaking of mybookie.ag, go sign up, use the promo code HOOPBALL, create an account, get 100% match on your first deposit, and a free $10 MLB wager bet. I mean, I use it, Devin uses it, you should too. Go over there, type in the promo code HOOPBALL to get that free cash and extra bet on the futures on the MLB.
Yes, great call on the Great American Ballpark.
Yeah, hard to back an under here at 8. I mean,
it's still Sonny Gray, though. His pitching is just – and the Pirates' bats, I think they're almost at 30% on a strikeout rate. It's almost – here's one. -1.5 Cincinnati at plus even money. I like that.
Okay. Well, we'll have to take that into consideration as we move the day along here. Next game on the board, Devin, and I'd love to hear your opinion on this one, is Wright, the righty for the Braves, against Lopez, the righty for the Marlins. It's pretty much even split right now. Braves are a short road favorite here at -115, and the Marlins -105, over under 8.5, shade to the over -120. I have a pick for this one. I just want to hear what your thoughts are on this one first.
Sure. So, all things accounted for, Mr. Acuña Jr. is out. His left wrist is giving him issues. So, take that for what you will. You know, I've been back in the Marlins, but I think this is time for me to pull off of him right now. I don't like Wright as a pitcher. He gives up a lot of fly balls and a lot of hard contact. So, there are certain guys that I'm looking at within the Marlins lineup for some DFS stuff and maybe some props. But maybe Marlins team total over, because I just think there's going to be a decent amount of runs scored in this game. And then over 8.5 at -120, I think that's pretty solid right there. But as far as the side goes, I don't know.
Yeah, so my pick in this one was over 8.5 as well.
Yeah, I'm locking that in right now. That's unbelievable value.
I think so too. I think the Marlins are going to be capable of scoring 4 or 5 runs in this one. So
Braves will probably score 5 or 6. I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a high scoring affair here. So I'm going to lock in. I'm going to lock in the over 8.5 right now. We got a few more games to talk about, Devin, and nothing better than a little Kansas City shuffle. We got the Kansas City Royals and Kennedy on the mound against Odorizzi, right? Is it Odorizzi and the Twins? The Twins are a -190 favorite, and a whopping 10-run total in this one, shaded the under at -115. Man, I can't really make heads or tails here, but the -1.5 runs for the Twins is making it look a little bit appealing here at -105. What are your thoughts here?
Okay, well, so this is news because Jacob Unis was actually supposed to start, so they brought Kennedy. Aging Kennedy with his almost 8 ERA out of the bullpen to make a start against the hot Twins bats.
Yeah, I think Kennedy, that's why it was a -1.5 play for me in this one. But
all right, well,
I think Kennedy is horrible.
This is ridiculous. Yeah, over. Team total over Minnesota. Minnesota -1.5. Minnesota first 5. And then first 5 over. And then maybe look at a first inning over because Kennedy's going to allow a dinger in the first inning. He's going to. Or six hits.
Yeah, maybe even look at the nice little prop that they have. I mean, it's not up right now. I'm sure it will be a little later, but like over hits, runs and errors. This one. Got to think it's going to be
an
around.
Error happening.
You got to think that this one's going to be around 27, 28. So maybe look at something like that here in this one. But yeah, I think the Twins are going to roll tonight. Is Donaldson back in the lineup?
He is not. And in all seriousness, to just kind of talk a little bit more about the Twins' health, Jake Odorizzi, he's kind of doing what Strasburg's doing. He had a rough first start. This is his second start after, you know, missing some time to start the season. I think he missed 1 or 2 starts in the rotation. So this is his second start back. So just keep an eye on that. I think he's going to lock in. He usually pitches pretty well against the Royals. There are some bats that could get him, but
I love Odorizzi, and he struggled in his first start, but I think he's going to bounce back in a big way tonight. And I'm looking to back the Twins every which way you can tonight.
Might be able to get a cheap strikeout prop total for him. I'm trying to find it right now. Oh, 5.5. Yeah.
It's an interesting one for sure. Next game on the board. So, yeah, that was the Twins, if everyone didn't get that.
Right.
Twins every which way. Milwaukee Brewers against the Cubs. We got Chatwood on the mound for the Cubs, Woodruff on the mound for the Brewers. I'm looking to back the Cubs here. I don't know. I'm not too familiar with Chatwood. Maybe you can give me a little insight here. But the way the Brewers have been swinging the bat lately, you just got to think you got to back the Cubs again.
Yeah. The Brewers are struggling to score runs. They only have one guy hitting over 250. Want to take a guess who that is?
I'm going to go with – wait, give me three choices. Give me two choices.
All right.
No, three choices. Make it a little harder.
All right. So, you want me to give you three names and you pick the guy?
Yeah.
All right. So, Orlando Arcia, Kestian Hira, which is their top prospect, and then Christian Yelich.
Well, I know.
I'm sorry, Urias, not Arcia. Urias, Hira, Yelich.
I'm gonna go with, and this is how much I follow the Milwaukee Brewers, so I don't really know, but I know Yelich is not playing well, and he's definitely not batting over 250. So
no.
I'm gonna go. It's either between the other two guys. I'm gonna go with Hira.
It is Urias.
Ah.
But yeah. No, Yelich is batting 111 against right-handed pitching.
I think in general he's batting like 175, isn't he?
167. You're giving him too much credit.
Horrible.
Chris Bryant's going to be out probably, but the Cubs have, you know, bats like Jason Kipnis, the veteran that they signed, out here just bopping. And then they got Victor Carantini, Ian Happ. They got Nico Joerner, the shortstop. So guys that can fill in when need be. Chatwood, though, I would say be careful.
Although if you do look at Chatwood's numbers, Tyler Chatwood's numbers here, he's pitched against the Brewers 13 times, seven starts. He's 5-3 with a 2.75 ERA against the Brewers lifetime. And he's walked 18 and struck out 60 in 52 and one-thirds inning. Whereas on the flip side, you have Brandon Woodruff facing this Cubs team against the Cubs in four starts. In six games and four starts against the Cubs, he's 0-1 with a 6 ERA, a 5.95 ERA. So, I mean, just looking at the tail of the tape here, you got to think that the Cubs get it done tonight again. So I'm going to give me the Cubs minus 110, and I'm going to take a little shot here with them. And
under eight at plus even, you know, just even money. I think that could make, you know, it a little more exciting too.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. We got Lynn and the Rangers against Castellani and the Rockies. Rangers are a short road favorite here. Minus 130 over under whopping 12.5 shaded to the over minus 115. Any thoughts here for you?
I already took the under. I went under 12, and it swelled up to 12.5, so the steam went the opposite way. That makes me feel a little uncomfortable. But my boy Lance Lynn, he's still out here slinging. I love Lance Lynn, you know, former Cardinal, even though I'm a Cubs fan. But, like, you know, I'm not scared about him going into Coors. It's got, you know, some wind blowing in. He's got a 1.16 ERA. He's got a real low whip. He's matching up against a rookie in Ryan Castellani, who's making his debut. So I think the Texas bats are a good way to look at approaching this game. Maybe a team total over for Texas. I really like, you know, them to put pressure on the young kid early, get some runs before the Rockies bullpen comes in, because it's pretty solid. So, I mean, as far as the side goes, I don't like doing sides in Coors Field because it's so wonky, but I'll do totals. So I do like the under here, because I think Lance Lynn will dominate for at least 5 2/3, which is sometimes enough.
Okay, great. Maybe you want to take under 7 in the first 5 innings. That might be a play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good look there.
Next game on the board, we got a few more to talk about. We get the Seattle Mariners and Kikuchi against Valdez and the Astros here. Astros also dominating the series, but you got to think maybe the garbage cans have something to do with it here. I do like the lefty in Kikuchi. Devin, do you have any stats here on the lefties, the Houston Astro bats facing left-handed pitching this season?
I want to say that, Josh Reddick gets a downgrade. Maldonado, their catcher, who's been kind of stepping up big, gets a huge upgrade. He goes from a 209 average to a 333. And then they also have Michael Brantley with a 821 OPS. George Springer, he is coming. He's making his first or second start after being hurt. So he's got a slight upgrade to left-handed pitching, up to a 214 average. Carlos Correa has a 906 OPS and a 350 average. Yuli Gurriel, you know, just that kind of like workhorse glue kind of guy in the middle of that lineup. I like his bat against left-handed pitching quite a lot. He sees it really well. He's hitting 278, 792 OPS. Bregman's the big guy, you know, 375 left versus left-handed pitching, and then 865 OPS. Then they have Tucker, who will probably get some outfield play tonight with Brantley being highly questionable with a quad injury. Batting 318 up from his 209 average, and then a 601 OPS. So,
any thoughts here on the over-under? It's 8.5.
I was actually looking at the under just because I don't think the Mariners will be able to score a lot of runs.
Against Valdez?
Yeah, Valdez is pretty solid. I think his strikeout numbers are a little inflated right now. It's not norm for his career. But he does have a low 2.04 ERA, and if his control's right and the defense behind him solid, then I think he induces a lot of ground balls. Hard contact, but ground balls. So I think it hopefully stays down on the ground tonight. I'm worried about Kikuchi giving up one or two bombs, though.
Yeah, always afraid with Kikuchi on the mound, right? Against these bats. Also, the Astros have been dominating this series.
Right.
We got the Dodgers and Clayton Kershaw against Sandoval against the Angels, both left-handed pitchers here. Angels plus 150. Dodgers are a crosstown short road favorite. Well, it wouldn't be short, really. Minus 180. Over-under is 9 runs. Shaded to the over at minus 125.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I don't like this one. I don't – it's weird. The line's been all over the place since it opened. It opened at the Angels plus 148, and it's currently 150, but it went all over the place from, you know, those 2 points. It went all the way down to, you know, 135, plus 135 for the Angels. So – a lot of fluctuation in the market, so makes me feel like there's not a lot of stable value. I'm going to have to stay away completely on it.
Okay, same with me. And then we have the game, two more games to talk about. We have the Padres and Lamet versus Kelly and the Diamondbacks. Plus 130 for the Diamondbacks, minus 155 for the Padres here. Over under 8.5 runs, even on both sides, minus 110. You got to think that maybe the Diamondbacks get it going tonight. Padres have been kind of quiet the last couple nights. What do you got to say here?
Yeah, so I agree with you. I'm actually into a couple different Diamondback bets here. Over 4 on the team total. They just, you know, they get a pretty decent upgrade against right-handed pitching. OPS specifically. There's a bulk of their lineup between Starling Marte, David Peralta, Christian Walker, and Ketel Marte, where they're all above 800 as far as OPS, and they're all batting over 300 against right-handed pitching. So that's a good chunk of their lineup that gets a huge upgrade. So if that doesn't account for a couple more runs, I don't know what will. Lamet's been super solid this year, but he has been exposed, so has the Padres bullpen. Arizona plus 1.5, minus 140. I went ahead and did a couple units on that because I think they keep it close and I think they might even win this game. It's a good spot to back a losing team as a home dog, in my opinion, especially Merrill Kelly on the hill. He started this season by almost throwing a no-hitter. Had a rough start, but...
Yeah, he's been pretty decent. Both these pitchers have been pretty decent.
Right,
but
right.
I think I like the over 8.5 here.
Yeah. I think that's a good look there. These Padres bats, though, if they strike out a lot, there's just no offense. And that happened to me the other night when they played the Dodgers. They ended up losing 6-0. I think I had over 8.5 in that game and got 6 from the Dodgers, none from the Padres. So
how about if you played the Padres team total over 3.5 last night?
I would.
They scored 2 runs in the first inning and can't put up another 2 the rest of the way.
Yeah. That's killer right there. It gets off to a good start. You're just like, oh, heck yeah.
Little brutal. But we got one more game to talk about tonight, and that is the Oakland Athletics. Oakland Athletics are taking on the San Francisco Giants. We got Montas on the mound for the Athletics and Cueto on the mound for the Giants. Athletics are minus 190 and the Giants plus 165, over under 8.5 runs in this game. Any thoughts here for you?
It's a lopsided game, like bets and money, you know. Oakland. It's a pitcher's ballpark, so maybe look at the under, especially with Cueto and Montas on the mound, under 8.5. I think it's stayed there. It hasn't really moved around.
Are the A's going to be without Lariano? Did he get?
Yes. Uh-huh. That is correct. And then also, here's another thing for my under play I think I really like a lot. 3 pretty big bats for the Giants, and Pablo Sandoval, Solano, and Austin Slater are all questionable, probably going to be out. And Solano and Slater alone, these guys are raking against right-handed pitching, and this is what they'll be without in the lineup if they miss. Solano, his normal average is a 458, but against right-handed pitching, 512. And then Slater, 342 average on the year against righties, 304. So, you know, they're missing some 300 bats if they're out. And then Sandoval's actually been having a decent on-base plus slugging year against righties. So I'm looking under. I would like to get 9, but 8.5 is probably where it's going to stay.
Yeah, no, I hear you. This one's a hard one, but maybe I'll throw it in a little pizza parlay or something for a late night, some late night action. We'll see. Anyways, you want to talk about, is there NBA today?
There's a few, and I think there's a game that's actually on right now, and that would be Denver and Toronto. Denver's currently losing 23-29, and I had the under of 222 going into this one.
I see the live line right now is 224.5.
Yeah. So according to the Action Network, I have a 47% chance to win. But we all know how that goes. Miami and – oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I mean, no, there's games, but it's like, how do you even bet these games? I mean, it's just like
– I think you look at the depth. You want to look at the guys that have been getting more run lately that you – I think, again, and Dan's real good with this and the guy that Hootball, knowing exactly where each player fits into the rotations and whatnot and how they want to be used, not only in a regular season standing, but also a postseason setting. So I think just deep dives into it, figuring out the depth and what guys are going to get a run of minutes or the big spurts of 25 minutes or so, and then putting that analysis up against the next team. You know, for example, this Miami-Indiana game, I believe Miami's depth is going to be what's going to get them over it. They opened at +1. Right now they're -1.5. I went ahead and just grabbed Miami -1.5 because I think that just shows a lot of confidence in them as well. So, but, you know, it is tough, like you said. I think finding the games that the teams have something to play for is pretty important.
Does anyone have anything to play for today?
No, all the seedings are locked up in place for these guys.
I'm not gonna bet NBA today. Might watch a couple games and make a live bet if I see something. So make sure you follow me on Twitter. Once again, I'm at Iris Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. We're at Hootball Gaming. Go follow us there. You'll see all of our official plays for the rest of the day. Go to manscaped.com, type in the promo code HOOPBALL20 for 20% off and free shipping. Make sure you go check out mybookie.ag, get 100% match on your first deposit, and a free $10 MLB future wager with the promo code HOOPBALL. Once again, this is a HOOPBALL presentation. That's hoop-ball.com, and let's go make some money tonight. Let's start the weekend off right. All right, HOOPBALLERS, we'll see you next time.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.